Start of the third quarter, they're up 14-10. Third quarter brought to you by McDonald's. Drive through and grab yourself a 20-piece chicken McNugget for just $4.99 on the extra value menu. Randall Cobb back deep for the Packers. Jason Hansen moving from right to left, set for the kickoff, and there it is. Sends it deep, returnable. Cobb from the one. Fake the reverse to Shields. Cobbs keeps it over the left side to the 25 and to the 26-yard line. Nice job of the Lions special teams to stay home. Ricardo Silva made the tackle. That's two guys with a lot of speed back there between Cobb and Shields. Green Bay will have it down by four. First down and 10. Alex Green in the game at running back as they break the huddle and come to the line. Rodgers is going to work from the gun. Rodgers checking his protection. Barking out signals to the right side and then to the left. Now talking to his running back. Play clock down to three. There's the snap. Rodgers wants to throw. Loads up, does left side. Got to complete. Jones with it across the 35 and out to the 37-yard line. And a flat, nope, no flat, excuse me. 11 yards and a first down.
Boy, the Packers change up a little bit. Go max protect for Rodgers that time. They leave DeMichael Finley right there in front of him in the shotgun to double-team Ndamukong Suh and keep the middle open to allow Rodgers to throw that football.
Straight to the line for the Pack, first and 10 from their own 37. Rodgers takes a little shovel pass, got it to Alex Green. Green lost the football, it's free on the ground, and the Packers fall on top of it. Green had it, lost it, and it was recovered in there by one of the offensive linemen, Don Barclay. Result of the play is going to be a loss. Back to the 33-yard line. Second and 14 from the 33 for Green Bay. Rodgers again from the gun. Green to his right. Lions send four. Rodgers quick throw right side. Got it complete. Out to the 41-yard line. Goes JerMichael Finley. Gain of seven on the play. And he's taken down.
Green Bay in this passing game, very quick passes. I mean, Rodgers is getting the ball out of there real fast. I think they're showing their respect for the Lions' pass rush.
Third down and six. Packers from their own 41. Rodgers out of the gun. Kuhn to his right. Rodgers with a flag down. I think it's a free play. Lions were in early. Rodgers sets and throws downfield. Got a man wide open in between three Lions, and Randall Cobb dropped it at the 21-yard line. I think Nick Fairley was in early. Rodgers knew that and just loaded up and threw it down the field.
Yeah,
the Lions caught a break.
I agree. They did catch a break, but the Packers got a holding call on this, too.
Three flags down on the ground.
There are two fouls, both against the defense.
What?
Offside. Defense number 98. This penalty is declined. Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Defense took two steps and intentionally shoved the quarterback into the ground. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
So two penalties, both against the Lions.
Boy, they missed a holding call on Sue. I mean, he was being held by his arm, dragged, and they just missed it. It was right in front of everybody, too. I saw it.
And Sue was the one called for the penalty, and, yep, that was a little late. Can't do that. Quarterback had gotten rid of the ball, and that's a big one.
Yep.
Moves the Packers into Lions territory at the 44. Lions up 14-10, Green Bay moving. Rodgers on first down, wants to throw, quick right side, got it complete. Finley with it. Finley inside the 40 and down to the 36-yard line. He goes close to the 35, forced out by Justin Durant. That is a 9-yard gain.
Now, Finley didn't get involved in this offense in the first half at all. And now in the second half, the quick passes, the quick passing game of Green Bay, Finley's involved.
Second catch of the half for Finley, second catch of the game. Second down and one. Rodgers up under center, turns, gives to Green, right side. Didn't get much, but got the first down, down to the 33. Stephen Tulloch with the tackle for Detroit. And that'll be a first down for the Packers. 14-10 Lions on top. Opening drive of the third quarter, 12:40 to play.
And again, the Packers go no huddle. It's not really a hurry-up. It's just no huddle because they want to keep the Lions' personnel on the field. They don't want the Lions to change their personnel package.
JaMychal Finley out, DJ Williams in. Rodgers, quick throw left side, got it complete. Cobb with it inside the 30 and down to the 27-yard line, forced out by Jacob Lacy. Pickup of 6 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd and 4.
You know, the one thing that Lacy's problem, and actually Jonte Green, they aren't able to get off blocks, shed blocks, disengage, and get upfield and make plays. They're allowing themselves to be blocked, and you got to do better than that.
Rodgers out of the gun on 2nd downs. Got time. Now loads up, throws deep left side, and overthrows his intended receiver, James Jones. It'll be 3rd and 4 coming up.
Well, they tried to go the old pump-and-go route. And that time, give the Lions defense credit.
Jonte Green was out there.
Playing corner over there. Jones did the old stop-and-go, and Rodgers tried to pump him free. Jonte Green didn't buy it, stayed right with it, and forced, I think, Rodgers to throw it deep out of bounds.
Packers 1 out of 3 on 3rd down, looking at a 3rd and 4 from the Lion 27. Kuhn into the game. He's to the right of Rodgers. He's in the gun. Lions show a 4-man front. Long count for Rodgers. Now he takes. Lions send 5. Rodgers in trouble. Going to get hit. No, he slides out. Rolling to the right. He's going to run for it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. They had him bottled up for a loss. He escaped and runs it in for the go-ahead score. You can't let him escape. You had him. They had him bottled up in the pocket. Looking at it, they never got a hand on him, but they did let him escape. The pocket collapsed. He just escaped out the back door and went down the right sideline. They never got a hand on him. He disappeared in a mass of bodies and just came out the other side.
And the other problem is they're playing man-to-man with their linebackers. Their linebackers have their backs turned to him when he scrambles, so he's able to scramble all the way to the end zone.
Extra points up and good. 27 yards on the run. First rushing touchdown of the season for Rodgers. And the Packers have the lead for the first time tonight. It is now Green Bay 17. The Lions 14 with 11:54 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
My friend's going to her car dealer for tires. Really? Is that a good idea? Wait in line to drop off her car at 7:30 a.m., pick it up who knows when, and pay car dealer prices? Ouch! Talk about sticker shock.
At Bell Tire, get the guaranteed lowest tire price period. Plus, our tire installation package gives you more value than the competition can offer at any price, including free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, free lifetime tire rotations, and more. Plus, Bell Tire's got the best ASE certified mechanics in the business. For the guaranteed lowest tire price period and great service, it's Bell Tire.
A car dealer for tires? I gave my friend a better idea. Go to a tire expert. At Bell Tire, she'll get in and out fast and get the lowest tire price. Hey, what are friends for?
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire's open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com.
In Michigan, family and tradition matters. The Sam Bernstein Law Firm has both. A great Michigan family and tough, smart lawyers. A long, long tradition of fighting and winning. Over the years, thousands and thousands of families have turned to the Bernsteins at 1-800-CALL-SAM for help. If you're injured, they're ready to help. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. I trust them, and you can too. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to book your holiday party now. Buddy's offers salad, pasta, and veggie party trays and specially priced dine-in party packages. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 66 years.
Big penalty on Ndamukong Suh in that drive a moment ago. Shoving Rodgers after he had clearly thrown the ball. Grave Green Bay, 15 yards, moved him into Lions territory. They did the rest. Spotter Joe Abramson points out that Harry Houdini grew up around here in Appleton. And that was a pretty good escape. Looks like the Lions had the chains wrapped around him and locked, but he found a way out.
Interesting reference. You've got an eclectic kind of an attitude going on today. Harry Houdini?
Sunday night.
Very good. Very good.
You better bring your best.
Absolutely.
There's the kickoff. It's going to be taken by Logan Returnable, a yard deep. Here he comes to the 5, Logan to the 10. Logan with a hold of the 20. He slides down and gets out to the 27-yard line. I think he just lost his footing. He just fell down. There was an opening there and nothing but air, and I think he just slipped and went down.
I agree. Just lost his footing. Nobody touched him. If he'd have kept his footing and able to make one more guy miss, he might have been out the door the other way.
Today's Bell Tire second half touchdown contestant, Adam Winfong from Traverse City. Make that Adam Wildfong of the Traverse City Wildfongs. Here come the Lions now, first and 10 from their own 27. Offset eye behind Stafford. Deep back LeShore. They go in the end around. They give it to Mike Thomas, and the Packers had that pretty well read. Got 3 to the 30. And that's it. It'll be second and 7. Sam Shields with the tackle. Lions now down for the first time in this game. It is 17-14. Green Bay on top. 11.5 to go in the third.
Lions gave them misdirection, though, with that end around. So the Green Bay Packers, you know now that they got to defend sideline to sideline. That's a play where Scott Linehan's trying to see how they're going to defend it. And if they're staying home, then he knows he's got some room the other way.
Stafford out of the gun on second and 7. Calvin left, Durham right. Stafford looking out over that defense. Dominic Raiola pointing out his protection. Stafford takes the snap, got time, plenty of time, sets and throws. Wanted Scheffler left side, incomplete. Threw it low. Scheffler tried to go down and make a slide and catch. No go. It'll be third and 7. Pressure coming that time from B.J. Raji. But Stafford certainly had time to make the throw.
Right, he needed to get that ball to Scheffler earlier. He was waiting for Calvin, and they had bracketed Calvin and took him away. And you almost have to sometimes say, okay, they're going to do that. I got to get the ball out earlier to my receiver like Scheffler so he has a chance to do something with it after he catches it.
Lions 6 out of 7 on third down tonight. Stafford on 3rd and 7 from the gun. He takes 4-man rush. Stafford throws once. Calvin got him across the 45. What a catch by Megatron. Got hit. That'll draw a penalty in 15 yards. Morgan Burnett with a shot to the head.
Yep.
So that'll be a first down out at the 49 plus 15. We'll move them down into Packer territory.
Boy, what a catch by Calvin. Knowing he's going over the middle, and they're going to be safeties in there headhunting like Burnett was, and yet he concentrates, makes the catch, gets down, avoids the hit, and yet still has the football.
The officials are huddling. Let's see what they come out with. Here's Tony Corrente.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, contact to the head of the receiver. Number 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
You know, I don't love those calls. You got a sliding receiver. You're trying to hit a moving target. And boy, look at your replay. I got to say, he hit him in the back. That's a break for the Lions, and I don't think that's a particularly good call, but...
You know, we saw one earlier today on one of those, I think it was Jay Cutler, wasn't it? Where Cutler was going down and another player was coming in. He was going to hit him in the chest below his head. And yet Cutler got hit in the head and they called the penalty on the defender. It really was a tough call.
Moves it back to the Packer 36. So the Lions in Green Bay territory, 1st and 10. Stafford up under center, turns, gives to LeShore. LeShore looked like maybe he had to regrip that ball after he got the handoff. Gets down to the 34. Morgan Burnett makes the tackle there. Ball security is huge on a night like this. It has been snowing for about the last probably 9-10 hours since late this morning. Calvin Johnson, 4 catches, 50 yards so far tonight. 2 yards on first down. It'll be 2nd down and 8 for the Lions. Stafford will operate from the gun. They trail 17-14 here, 3rd quarter at Lambeau Field. Stafford takes 4-man rush, looks right, throws down to the 30, 28-yard line. Calvin makes a diving catch. Megatron's got it. Throw is a little bit low. Calvin went down and made the catch. Going to be shy of the first down by 2 yards.
Slant cut, though, and it goes to the 3-receiver side. Now, you got 3 receivers split to one side. You got a lot of defenders over there, and what they're doing is trying to get the matchup on Calvin that they want. He ran the slant cut, got inside position. That's an automatic go for Matthew Stafford to go there.
It is third and two for the Lions. They go empty. Stafford out of the gun. They operate from the Green Bay 28. Stafford takes, looks right, throws incomplete behind Calvin Johnson. Calvin looked like he lost his footing and was going down. Ball looked like it might have been a little bit behind him anyway. That'll bring up fourth down now. The Lions will send Jason Hahn to try to tie this game up.
I think Calvin was going down anyway. Ball was thrown behind him, but it looked as though Calvin had lost his footing and was on his way down on another slant cut.
It's going to be a 46-yard attempt. Hash mark right side. Lions trying to tie this game. In a pretty good snowstorm right now. There's the snap, spot. Hansen's got the distance, and he's got the direction. It's good. Hansen sends it through from 46, and it is now the Lions 17 and the Packers 17 here in the third quarter with 8:57 to go. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Our lowest offer of the year is ending soon. Right now, for a limited time only, you can get Xfinity TV only from Comcast for just $10 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Get local programming and the most popular channels. Watch hit shows like American Idol, Revenge, and live sports, all with crystal clear picture and sound. Call 1-800-XFINITY and get TV starting at just $10 a month for a whole year. Or ask about our other TV packages and get access to on-demand, on TV, and streaming online. Start an on-demand show in one room and finish it in another. Plus, Xfinity offers tons of HD movies and shows and premium channels like HBO and Showtime. So don't wait. Get Xfinity TV starting at just $10 a month for 12 months. But hurry, this offer ends December 21st. Make tomorrow awesome and switch today. Call 1-800-XFINITY now and don't miss out on this great offer. Offer ends 12/21/12. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to limited basic TV service for new residential customers. Call for details.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it would be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
Confidence, available, and a handy wallet size. To learn more about an amazing little card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network, just go to bcbsm.com.
Field goal a moment ago has got us thinking kicks for college. Jason Hansen from 46 yards out. And this is brought to you by the University of Toledo. For every Lions field goal, 45 yards or more, $300 will be deposited to the University of Toledo's scholarship fund. The University of Toledo turning dreams into jobs. Hansen with the kickoff here. Sends it on its way. It'll be returnable for Cobb. Takes it middle of the field at the 2. Back to the 15. Cobb to the 20. Cobb into traffic, and down he goes, shy of the 25-yard line. That's where the Packers will take over at their own 24. It's 17-17 game here. Lions and Packers all tied up third quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. and get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference.
We get it.
17-17 game, 8:51 to go third quarter. Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Snow is falling. Still not much wind down there, although it seems to have picked up some, judging by the flags on top of the goalposts. They were pretty much not moving early. Now, to our left, they're standing out pretty good. Tony, you got some wind kicking up down there?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely some wind kicking up down here. It's snowing about the same as it was earlier in the game, but the wind has definitely now become a factor. And as you mentioned, it is blowing towards the one end pretty good.
Statistician Mike Bratta tells us 13 miles per hour. That wind would be blowing into the face of the Green Bay Packers as they come to the line. Rodgers turns, gives to Green. He's hit by Ndamukong Suh and taken down the 25-yard line. Gain of one on the play. Boy, Suh is quick in there, man. And once he's got his arms around you,
it's over.
There's not much good that's going to happen after that.
Now, the thing about it is, and what he's good at, as we were talking about earlier with Lacey, those corners, he disengages from blockers and gets himself in position to make plays. That's what you got to do.
Second and nine, Rodgers up under center. Green, the lone back. Rodgers turns, fakes to him, rolling right, looking for somewhere to go, looking downfield. Now he just throws it away. It'll be third and nine. He's being chased by Sammy Hill and Ndamukong Suh and Stephen Tulloch. Nice coverage by the Lions that time because Rodgers did have time to throw.
Yeah, he did. And again, the one thing you got to worry about, him stepping up in the pocket. That time you saw they took away the step up in the pocket and they let him run to the right and buy time. But they had coverage enough so they didn't give him an open receiver. Big third down here.
Third and nine. Lions defense trying to get off the field. The Packers 2 out of 4 tonight. John Coonan, he is to the left of Rodgers, who's in the gun. Three receivers right, one left. Rodgers back, chased, going to try to run it. Nope, now he throws it, and he's got the first down. Caught by James Jones. Jones across the 40 and out to the 42-yard line.
You see the step up, Dan?
Yep, stepped up, and there was nobody filling that gap.
That's
right
it.
In front of him.
You got to get some push up the middle against Aaron Rodgers. He's the best in the league. Maybe Brady is in there, too, where the ability to step up around the edge rushers and find somebody downfield. You got to get a push against this guy up the middle, or he'll step up in there and beat you every time.
First and 10, Packers now from their own 41 in a 17-17 game. Green the lone back. Rodgers up under center. Turns, gives to Green, trying to get outside right. Finds an opening to 50 and down to the 49-yard line. Ricardo Silva with the tackle. Had he not made that tackle, Mr. Green might have been running to the end zone.
Well, you don't want the last thing you can do is allow the Packers to run the football and run it effectively. That just makes their passing game that much more difficult because their run action becomes very difficult.
Got 10 there for a first down at the Lion 48. So the Packers in Lion territory. Rodgers changing the play at the line. Backs out from behind his center, Jeff Saturday. Now he digs back in. Quick throw right side. Got it complete. It is caught by Boykin. And Boykin is taken down at the 44-yard line. So the quick hitter nets four. DeAndre Levy with the tackle. Today's game brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The key there is Chris Houston when he comes out to make that tackle. He comes out with outside leverage, forces Boykin to turn inside. When he turns inside, that's where the rest of the defense is coming to make a play.
Second and six, Rodgers out of the gun. Four-man front for the Lions. Rodgers on the delay gives to Green, and he is drilled. I mean drilled by DeAndre Levy and Stephen Tulloch.
Man.
No gain on the play. It'll be third and six.
Now, there's a play where nobody from Green Bay blocked a linebacker. How can you run a play up in there and you don't touch a linebacker? They didn't, and Green, the running back, paid the price.
Sixth tackle of the game for Tulloch. I mean, it was like those two were sewn together at the hip and just trucked him. Third down and six now. Rodgers out of the gun. Again, it's Kuhn who comes in on third down in passing situations. Rodgers to throw. Stepping up, does, and throws behind his receiver down at the 40-yard line, Greg Jennings. That'll be fourth down, and the Packers will have to punt.
He came off his receiver down the right side late. And again, you see there was no room for him to step up that time because Fairley and Sue really didn't come hard with a pass rush, but they just kept the push up so that he couldn't step up and buy time. And he threw it to the left, and he threw a poor pass.
Only the second punt of the game. Maste is on. He's got it. Drives it with that right leg. Logan calls for the fair catch. Makes it at the 9-yard line. Not easy. You are looking up into a snowstorm coming down into your face, and that wind is swirling a bit now, too. So fielding punts is going to be very interesting from here on out. 17-17 game. Lions will have it when we come back. 5:25 to go in the third. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
As a man who's lived a while, I feel obligated to share wisdom. Fellas, don't call cute girls dude. I've heard you do it. And make sure to try McDonald's 20-piece chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 on the extra value menu. They're tender, crispy, delicious, in numbers that encourage sharing. Maybe with that girl you used to call dude. 20-piece chicken McNuggets, the simple joy of being extra smart. Price and participation may vary.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are a time of celebration, which usually includes lots of good food and drinks. You can still stay on track and reach your own personal goal line with a few tips from Health Plus. For starters, don't skip meals. You might think you're saving calories, but instead, you may find yourself overeating all that party food. Another tip is to choose the foods that are special to you, but eat them in small portions. These healthy tips are brought to you by Health Plus, the right plan for a healthier you. Get more tips at healthplusdifference.org.
We all know the Bernstein family of lawyers. I like them and I trust them. If you're injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Get the Bernstein Advantage today. Best call you'll ever make.
Packers offense has come to life in the third quarter. 91 yards and 6 first downs. In the entire first half, they had 94 yards and 4 first downs. Lions have it. First down and 10 from their own 10. Stafford out of the gun. Joik Bell to his left. Stafford takes the football, gives to Bell, running right. And he's going to be taken down from behind.
There's a face mask in there. They missed.
Boy, he got his head just kind of wrenched backwards by B.J. Raji. I'm not sure how you can miss that.
How can you miss that?
Generally speaking, when somebody's head spins in the other direction.
Well, and Stafford and Bell both looked at the officials and said, what are you missing here? I mean, that's amazing they missed that call.
Wow. Unless you got Linda Blair, heads don't spin like that. Second down for the Lions. 9 to go. Stafford out of the gun. Looking out over that Packer defense. Play clock down to 4. They get it off. Stafford with a blitz coming. Sets and throws. Incomplete. Scheffler was the intended receiver. He didn't look ready for it. The Lions will have to reload on third down and 9.
Here's the problem. Dom Capers now has you lined up from what he wants to do from a blitz standpoint. He'll come from a lot of different angles. And if you are a Detroit Lion receiver, you got to know that it's turn your head around and get ready quick because Stafford may have an unblocked man, which means the ball's coming out fast and you must be ready.
See what Capers dials up here and what Scott Linehan does on the other side. Play clock down to 7. Stafford looking over that defense. Third down and 9. Stafford's got it. Drifts back to his 1. Sets and throws. Wants Durham and throws it too wide. Incomplete. That's going to bring up now a 4th down. And you just wonder on a play like that if Stafford's thrown it to a spot and Durham's not there.
Again,
those two have not played together in this offense.
And that's a route where Stafford wants to throw it at 15 and Durham's running an 18-yard out. you know, that's going to cause a problem.
First punt for Nick Harris. He's 3 yards deep in his own end zone. Harris has got it. Gives it a boot. Fair catch called for and made just shy of the 50-yard line by Randall Cobb. 39-yard punt. Packers have it back. 17-17 game. 4:26 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
I've been wondering if the lowest tire price period at Bell Tire really is the lowest tire price period. Here's the skinny. It is. Look, when they say they shop the competition every day to make sure, it's true. I checked around. Of course, you don't have to believe me. Prove it to yourself.
Go ahead, shop around. In the newspaper, on the phone, or online. We'll even check competitors' prices with you right in the store. You'll find Bell Tire always has the guaranteed lowest tire price, period. We challenge you to find a lower price anywhere on all the top brand name tires in the business. And in the rare case you do find a lower price someplace else, just show us, and we'll beat your lowest price. Guaranteed.
Hey, the truth will set you free and save you money.
It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire, with over 80 locations there in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.
Tales are told about a mighty maple tree. It's been struck by lightning so many times, Mother Nature's given up. Every night it charms the stars into new constellations, and it's dulled the blade of every lumberjack foolish enough to try. When we looked for inspiration to craft a new whiskey, we found more than just flavor. We found character. Introducing Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started, maple finished. Crown Royal Maple Flavored Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2012, Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
You do everything you can to protect your kids and family, including carrying a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com.
Today's game brought to you by U.S. Park, official parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Packers have it, first and 10 at the 50-yard line. 17-17 game here in the third. Matthew Stafford, slow start, third quarter, 2 out of 6, 25 yards. Packers have it, first and 10. Packers have it right now. Rodgers breaks the huddle and brings them to the line. Alex Green will be the back. He is to the left of Rodgers, who brings Cobb in motion left to right. Rodgers takes the snap, fakes the give to Green, drops deep in the pocket, sets and throws, got a man wide open, and he made a one-handed catch down at the 26-yard line. Randall Cobb, he was running open. Rodgers threw it a little bit high, and Cobb made a great catch.
Well, and they're going to run to the line and try to get this hurried up because they don't think Cobb maybe made that catch. So they're going to try to get a snap off.
24 yards on the play. No flag from the Lions sideline yet. Rodgers looking over the defense. Now he ducks in behind his center. Takes the snap. Three-step drop. Looks right. Now back to the left. Now rolling right. Pumping, pumping, and now he just throws it away. Got a shove from Ndamukong Suh at the end of the play. That's legal. Green Bay bench was asking for a penalty, not going to get it.
Well, again, they force Rodgers out of the pocket to the right. Now, he doesn't have any room to step up. Force him out of the pocket to the right, throws the ball out of bounds.
And taking another look at that replay, Cobb did make that catch. Would have been a wasted challenge by Jim Schwartz. Second down and 10, Packers at the Lion 26, 17-17 game. Green Bay moving left to right in front of our broadcast booth. Rodgers rolls right, throws wide of his intended target, Alex Green, at the 25-yard line. It'll be third and 10. Big down for the Lion defense.
Cliff Avril makes the play there. He comes on his pass rush, but then he sees Rodgers try to escape to the right. And Avril gets upfield, gets his hands up, forces a tough throw, inaccurate by Rodgers.
Green Bay 3 out of 6 on third down tonight. See if the Lions can dial up some pressure here. Kuhn in. He's to the right of Rodgers, who's in the gun. Lions show a four-man front. Rodgers leaning in, barking out the signals. Now he takes. Drifts back to his 35. Gonna get hit. And he's gonna go down back at the 34-yard line. Nick Fairley got him.
again, that middle pressure. You don't give him a spot to step up. The pressure up the middle takes that away. When he tries, he's going to then try step up and then move left. He can't do that. And that's what's the beauty of that inside push. Fairley did it beautifully there and got the sack for his effort.
Mason Crosby will come on to attempt a 52-yard field goal. He is 1 out of 7 from beyond 50 this year. Trying to give the Packers the lead once again. Be careful here. The Packers have run a couple of fakes this year. There's the snap. Spot down. Kick on the way. It is up, and it is no good. He hooked it to the left, and we're still tied at 17. And the Lions will come out of this with good field position at their own 42-yard line. So as the offense comes back on the field, let's go back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Diesel.
Crazy games today, Dan, Jim, and Tony, including in Pittsburgh today. Nobody thought the Steelers would lose at home to the 4-8 Chargers, but it happened. San Diego gets 3 Phillip Rivers touchdown passes. They beat Pittsburgh today 34-24, but the Bengals couldn't gain a game on the Steelers. They lost to Dallas at home 20-19. Back to you guys.
All right, D's, here come the Lions to the line. Durham goes right, Calvin goes left. Stafford up under center. LeSure the lone back. First and 10 from their own 42. Stafford turns, gives to Michael. Follows his blockers out to the 45-yard line. Wrapped up, taken down by B.J. Raji. After a 3-yard gain, it'll be 2nd and 7.
And again, on a running play, the Lions are pulling their guards. That time Rob Sims gets around there, tries to kick the man in the end out, and makes some room for LeSure. They got 3 out of it, but again, they're trying to continue to run the football to show the Packers it's there. Because then the run action pass becomes valuable.
Clock moving down to 2:50 to go here in the third. 2nd and 7, Lions at their own 45. Stafford hard count. Packers showing blitz. 5-man packed right up on that line. They go with a handoff. They go to LeSure. LeSure to the 50 with a flag down. Down to the 49 of Green Bay, but this will probably come back. Normally where you'll get holding.
Holding, offense, number 67. 10-yard penalty, repeat, 2nd down.
Penalty called against Rob Sims. That will back the Lions up and cancel what was a good gain on 2nd down.
Tell you, in many ways, you know, you go back to this thing, because a lot of people have talked about Brandon Pettigrew this year and how, you know, he drops passes, this, that, and the other thing. But when he's not in the game, he takes some offensive opportunities away from the offense. In the routes that they run in situations like this. And Pettigrew has been out since early, and we'll have Tony Ortiz check on his status, but we haven't seen him since Tony noticed he was out of there.
Penalty moves the line of scrimmage back to 35, 2nd and 17. Stafford out of the gun. Calvin to the right side, 2 receivers left. Stafford straight drop, throws, got Calvin at the 40. Calvin to the 45-yard line and gets to the 46. So they get the penalty yardage back and put themselves in a manageable position after a 10-yard gain. Jones and Jennings team up to make the stop. Could have a 3rd and 6 coming up right here.
From the 46-yard line.
And to your point, no question, Pettigrew, for his ups and downs in the passing game, is a skilled blocker and somebody that certainly helps out in the offensive sets. See what they dial up here. It is 3rd and 6. Lions at their own 45 in a tie game here in the third. Stafford leans in, now backs out. Pumps that right leg, takes the football on 3rd down, back to pass, sets and throws, got a complete 1st down into Packer territory. Jerk Bell down to the 39-yard line. Nice move by Bell, because he was covered on the play by Brad Jones.
You've got to
slip that, caught the ball, picked up 15 and a 1st down.
Running back, isolated linebacker, man coverage. You're Matt Stafford. Joyke Bell stands next to him in the set. When he clears the line of scrimmage, Stafford reads if the linebacker runs with him. He did, so he throws the ball. Nice catch down by his knees, too, that Joyke Bell hauled in.
Stafford out of the gun with LeSure to his left. 1st and 10 from the Packer 39. Stafford takes. Blitz comes, they pick it up. Stafford throws, got it to Calvin first, excuse me, got it down to the 34-yard line. Picked up 5 on the play. Morgan Burnett with the tackle for Green Bay. We're down to 35 seconds to go here in the third. T.O.
Hey, Dan and Jim, just to reconfirm, it's an injured left ankle for Brandon Pettigrew. He is still being listed as questionable officially. However, no helmet around him at this point. Doesn't look like he's going back into the game anytime
soon. Yeah, he has not been back in since you noticed him out, right, Tony?
Right. That is correct. He has not been back in.
Thank you.
Second down, five to go for the Lions from the Packer 34. Tie game. Closing seconds of the third quarter. Stafford takes, goes inside, handoff to LeSure, picking his way along the right side. Not going to get much. Got inside the 33. Taken down there by pretty much everybody on the Packer defense. There were a whole lot of green shirts there to take him down. We've played three. Third quarter's over. We're going to the fourth quarter in a 17-17 game. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get to financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seem to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC. There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.